You know, in this Parshas Vayechi, there's an interesting lesson of the significance of even the smallest thing that we could do, which can even be something that we have no knowledge of, we're not aware of, it's not intended, but Hashem is so considerate and so machshiv and considers so worthwhile any accomplishment that we make, any the most indirect accomplishment, that it's some type of an incentive for us to say, hey, you know, maybe things are better than we thought they were. And maybe we should be more appreciative of the fact that we get so much recognition and reward even for the smallest things. And the sample, the example that I'm going to give you is very, very bizarre in terms of our situation. When Yaakov gives the bracha to his children, when it comes to Yisochar, he says, Yisochar chamoyer gorem, revitz bein hamishpesoyim. And Chazal discuss exactly why he compares Yisochar with the Talmidei Chachomim. You know, Zvulun used to go out and sail the seas to make money, and Yisochar would sit and learn, and they would have a shutfus, they would have a partnership. And yet he refers to Yisochar in terms of a donkey. What's going on over here? So the Rabbeinu Bechaya, no, excuse me, the Medrash says, the Medrash Rabbah says as follows. He says that the truth of the matter is that Yisochar's existence in this world can be indirectly attributed to a donkey. That sounds very bizarre. How does that work? So he says as follows. He says that when Yaakov came home one day, and he, I guess he must have rode a donkey, so one of his wives, Leah, heard the donkey making his braying, whatever the donkeys, noises donkeys make, and she knew Yaakov was coming. She came out. She had these dudoim, some type of flowers, I guess, or something that her son had given her. She offered them to Rochel, to her sister, who was also the wife of Yaakov, in exchange for the Yaakov coming to her tent that night, rather than to Rochel, whose turn it was. So she, so to speak, almost like bought the rights to be with Yaakov that night from her sister Rochel, who was the one who had the right for that night. They used to alternate, I guess. And from that union that night was conceived Yisochar. Okay. So Chazal tell us that the Torah records for posterity forevermore. We're going to read it Shabbos morning. Yisochar chamoyer gorem. Yisochar was goram, was caused, his existence was caused by a chamoyer, by a donkey. What happened over here? What happened over here was really very, like, remote. A donkey, Yaakov comes in on his donkey, and the donkey makes a noise. Leah heard the noise, she says, oh, Yaakov is home. She comes out, she has these dudoim, she decides to give it to Rochel, and now he comes to her tent for that night, and from that union, Yisochar was born. What does a donkey have to do with it? The donkey was minding his own business, bringing Yaakov home, and makes the kind of noise that animals make. And the Torah records for posterity, forevermore, that Yisochar was caused, goram, chamor goram, that's the way Chazal darshan, he was caused, his existence was caused by the chamor. Now, what that really means to us is, no insult in any way by comparing us to donkeys, but what that really means to us is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not withhold reward from any creature. Chazal says, Eir HaKadosh Baruch Hu mikapeach schar kol beria. Any creature. Here's a donkey who had no intentions, had no knowledge, had no human brains. He makes the noise that these animals make. But lemaisa, because of that, that caused Leah to come out and to see Rochel and to see Yaakov, or to realize Yaakov came and then to see Rochel and to get this idea there. And from that night was conceived Yisachar. The donkey forevermore is given credit as the cause, the goram, the one who was goyrim, the one who caused this Yisachar to exist. That means that even if we have ever so slight an influence and an indirect cause of something good in this world, Hashem gives us credit for that. And not just credit, but it's recorded forevermore to be read every single time we read the Sefer Torah, every year when we read it like this, anytime we learn that parsha, that Yisachar, his existence is accredited to, was caused by this donkey in this so unrelated, disconnected, remote way. But as far as the Torah is concerned, as far as Hashem is concerned, he grants credit. And I think it's very important to know how much credit we get for even the slightest and most indirect positive effect that we have on anyone or anything. Because sometimes we're too burdened with all the negative that we feel. Oh, I did this wrong, I did that wrong, I did the other thing, I did so much wrong. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. And we have to realize also that connected that is so much positive that we're not even aware of. I do something and somebody happens to see it that is inspired and I don't even know. The donkey certainly didn't know anything about what was going on there. But I had an indirect influence on someone for something good. I acted in a certain way. I was courteous to a person. I was nice. I set a good example. Who knows what? We have no idea how much credit, how much schar, how recorded it is forevermore. The goodness that we accomplished, even though it was so indirect, and even though we were so unaware of this this accomplishment. Just want to add to this one more story that we find in Chazal, with also a very surprising conclusion. It's brought in the Psikta, a Medrash, that there was a Jew that sold his ox to his non-Jewish neighbor. And the ox worked very well every day, and came Shabbos, the animal refused to work. And the Goy was extremely upset, you know, because it was a good worker, and today's a work day, and nothing is happening. So he goes back to his Jewish neighbor, and either he wants his ox back, or he wants his money back, or what's going on over here? So he says, I'll take care of it. And he whispers something into his ear. In one version I saw, not in the psikta, I don't think, but in one version I saw that he told him, he says, when you belong to me, you weren't allowed to do malocha, because it says, lo tase kol malocha ato behemtecha. You and your animals are also not allowed to do malocha for you. But now that you belong to the goy, you're allowed to do malocha. Anyway, whatever it is, the ox jumps up and he starts to work again. This Gentile person was so overwhelmingly impressed by what happened that he decided, that he says, if this animal recognizes his creator, and how can I not? And he became a ger tzedek. He converted. He became a ger. And he was given the name of Chanina. One version says Yochanan, but Chanina ben Turta. Chanina, the son of the ox. Now, I don't think it's a very nice thing to call a person the son of an ox. What's going on over here? Did the Chazal mean to insult him? He's a son of an ox. He's a ger tzedek. You're not allowed to be ma'ana a ger, to call a ger a name, or to deal with a ger in any way that's inappropriate, or any way that might be hurtful in the slightest. I think what the pshat is poshut. That Chazal say, kol hamalamid ben chaveiro teiro ki ilo yilodoy. If you teach someone else's child, Torah, it's as if you gave birth to him. When a person teaches someone else Torah, or has that type of an influence for him to learn, it's ki'ilu yelodoi. It's as if he's your son. It's as if you gave birth to him. So Chazal called him Chanina ben Turto. He's the son of the ox. The ox is credited with his gerus, with his inspiration, ad kedei kach, that it's considered as if he was the son of the ox. What did the ox do? The ox did. He was, you know, he did his thing. He was inspired. It's true. He was instrumental in inspiring him. But ad kedei kach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers that. We find it's considered not stuff. Okay, he inspired him. You're an indirect cause. Very nice. You give him a plaque or something. You know, hang a golden chain around his neck. No, it's ke'ilu yelodoi. He has the same status as a person who teaches someone else's son Torah, as if he gave birth to him because he gave him life. Inadvertently, unintentionally, unknowingly, but he's responsible. So I think that next time we get a little bit down and we worry about how many mistakes we make, let's stop to think and recognize that, who knows, we could never count how much credit we get for so many good things that maybe in the most indirect way we accomplish in helping others, in inspiring others, in influencing others. And Hashem considers those things in such a heavy, serious and a major relevance, to the extent that if we can inspire someone, it could be ke'ilo yulodui. And if we have this hashpah, this indirect cause, as that donkey did, the Torah writes it down for posterity as Yisocha Chamozor.